This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sicanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rob. That's me. Big Sook's right over there.
Right.
Look at us go. It's Wednesday show. We love Wednesday shows. We're known for them. But tomorrow and Friday going to be even better because we're going to be up at A&A.
Yeah. Well, I guess the tournament has already started, technically.
Fan madness.
But the real madness, the fan madness, begins tomorrow. All three shows, both days.
Yeah, George McCoy at Warren Allen Attorneys at Law presents Fan Madness. So we'll be up at the Stadium Sports Bar at A&A Sportsbook. And it's also brought to you by Coors Light and Video Only. And as you said, Dirt and Sprague, Danny Dusty, although Dusty's out of town.
That's true.
Loser, and you and me.
But it's a great time up there. I mean, that place gets packed. And
it's awesome.
You know, when it's really cool. If you've ever gotten to go down to Vegas or any casino for that, it's just such a cool group buzz when a game comes down to the wire.
Dare I say that to be in a casino, like if you had to be in a casino for one thing,
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Yeah.
It would be that. It would be March Madness. It's not NFL playoffs or maybe Super Bowl.
No.
But that's just one game. March Madness,
yeah,
that's the one time you want to go into a casino.
Well, the best part about this
besides all the other times you want to
like, I call those weekdays.
You know what I mean.
Football Saturday.
You get multiple bites at the apple, right? Because if you go to watch a playoff game, it's one. And if the playoff game ends up being a dud, whatever. But when you got the NCAA tournament going on all day, you just have more and more chances to get that excitement, to get that juice off a close game.
And college football Saturday would be good.
Yeah.
But
those games don't mean.
It doesn't necessarily carry as much weight.
No. I mean, this is one and done. I mean, that's why the tournament's great.
Juice, baby.
I mean, imagine if you had the NBA playoffs, but it was one and done.
Wow.
Like, if somehow the Blazers found a way to ass backwards their way into the postseason.
Playoffs?
Like, they're playing a 7-game series against Oklahoma City, whatever. Okay. We know how that's going. But if you said it was a one game. One and done, anything can happen in one game. And that's the beauty of the tournament when you get into this, because it always ends up being the big boys that end up winning the whole thing. But, you know, you get an upset or two in the first couple rounds, maybe a buzzer beater. I mean, what happened last night? If that South Alabama game, had that been something to go to the Sweet 16 or whatever, had involved Duke or Kentucky, you know, we're talking about that for years. That's on one shining moment.
All right, coming up here, we got viral video news. We'll get back to Roppy Brackets. You know, we didn't have time for this yesterday, but we have the trendy upset guy who picked the trendy upsets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, did I tell you, do you remember me telling you about that?
I do.
So he's this trendy guy who, I don't mean like he wears cool trendy clothes.
Yeah,
he just is always very good at picking upsets in the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
And he doesn't even watch the games.
No, he just goes off of analytics.
But he has picked two upsets for 2025, and he has his eye on a couple of others, and we'll tell you who this guy picked.
Tasty.
This hour.
And then you can piggyback, because that's all we do during our brackets.
Just tail it.
You just wait for people that are smart to tell you little tidbits and facts, and you're like, oh, that's why
I like that handicap. I'm going to do the same thing.
I knew that all along.
Oh, yeah.
In the club tonight, we have a director who ripped off Netflix and how often Americans are doing it.
Hmm.
By state.
So you get to find out if you're below, above, middle of the road.
I have the numbers. Hmm. And they may surprise you.
I'm guessing it's not as much as you think.
It's not.
No.
And the Youngs definitely are not doing it.
No, that's a whole thing.
They don't like to do it.
The Youngs aren't drinking and they're not doing it.
No. What's wrong with them?
The hell is going on?
Hold on, everybody.
Right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh!
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on The Fan by Victorico's Mexican Food. Discover Victorico's new savory menu items. Order in-store, online, or get it delivered straight to your door at victorico's.com.
Well, I really enjoyed the show. Thank you. Bye.
Number five.
Well, this is a stunner, but if you bought tickets to Blazers Grizzlies tonight to see Ja Morant, you will not see him.
You guys know, I think it was Danny that tweeted this out. It will have been 3+ years since anyone in Portland has seen Ja Morant play. Welcome to the NBA, right?
He has a bum hammy.
That dude's like one of the biggest stars in the league, and you haven't seen him in Portland now. It'll be 4 years next year, when he won't play next year either.
You will also not see Blazer stars DeAndre Ayton or Jeremy Grant. Even the great Tumani Kamara is questionable with a calf injury, so have fun tonight.
Yeah. Maybe seats are cheap. How about that?
I don't think they are.
No? Hey,
that's another problem.
I did hear they're raising ticket prices for next year.
Well, there you go.
Which, bold move.
Inflation. Eggs.
Yeah, my guy, I help him sell seats sometimes. He's got some seats right behind the Blazer bench. And he let me know. He goes, hey, I'm not getting my seats next year. He goes, they're really raising prices. We're going to jack up those prices. This young, budding superstar team.
First four, night two, Mount St. Mary's has opened up a 64-51 lead on American. These are 16 seeds, so whoever wins will get pounded by Duke.
We were rooting for American University because of all America, but it turns out Mount St. Canada here kicking the living hell out of it.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Good. Trump won't stand for this one bit.
Oh, Mount St. Mary's would like you to know that they're Americans, too.
Are they? They're not as American as American University.
No, they don't have a Claude Z Eagle mascot.
Tell you what. Find out. It's like $57,000 a year to go to American University.
Yeah, pricey.
From what I'm seeing, Duke better watch the hell out.
Off the 6 seconds that you've watched this game?
The Mountaineers aren't scared, are they?
That's right. I see them matching up well. What else did I have for you here? Oh, tonight we have Xavier, Texas for the right to play Illinois?
Correct. That game do anything for you, Xavier, Texas?
A little bit.
You could be seeing a Blazers draft pick, right?
Yeah, Trey Johnson. Trey Johnson is a guard at Texas you should watch because he will play in the NBA.
This is one of those that you just kind of keep an eye on, then if it's close at the end, you'll watch it.
He's a freshman. Indiana poached West Virginia's coach. Iowa wanted that guy because he's from Iowa, but no dice. So the Hawkeyes are expected to make a run at Drake's Ben McCollum. Meanwhile, Virginia's search is zeroing in on VCU's Ryan Odom. Fun fact, Odom was the coach at UMBC when they knocked off top-seeded Virginia in 2018.
Coming back full circle.
Do you know what the final score of that game was?
It involved Virginia, so I'm guessing it was played in the 40s or 50s.
74-54. They beat them by 20. Yeah.
Well, Virginia can't score.
A 16 seed.
Did you ever see Virginia play?
Yes, but dude, how many years have we said, it's never going to happen, it's never going to happen, and they beat it by 20.
I can't believe that Bennett won a national championship there playing that style of offense.
Also, most believe Colorado State's Nico Medved, who went to Minnesota in college, will be offered that job. It will be his to turn down. And shamed out of LSU, Will Wade is leaving McNeese State. He has already taken the job at NC State, but he will coach McNeese against Clemson.
And you had all these coaches bitching about the transfer. Here they are, all leaving before the season's over to go take better jobs.
Dodgers, quest for 162-0, is off to a very nice start. They sweep the Cubs in the Tokyo series, winning 6-3 this morning. Shohei Ohtani hit a bomb. The rest of the league opens a week from tomorrow. Looking it up today, the Mariners have the worst record in the Cactus League.
Oh.
So that's exciting.
Ah, look, it doesn't matter. 54%, here we come.
Yeah, but did you see they're releasing new commemorative cups at T-Mobile Park that look like tridents? So there's that.
What are they commemorating?
All right, I wouldn't even say commemorative. They're just novelty item cups. They look like big tridents, but you get free refills of soda.
How does it look like a
Look it up. Do Mariners Trident Cup. It's an exceptionally dumb novelty item.
I'm mildly concerned because it sounds like the Mets are going to start Clay Holmes on opening day. And I don't know if you know this, but Clay Holmes isn't a starter.
Where's Senga?
He's a reliever. Yes, he's not.
Well, they got Clay Holmes to start.
Yeah, he's going to start. But he's not been a starter. He's been a long reliever.
Number one.
It worries me a little bit.
Well, that's a new thing now, though.
Spending a lot of money. And we're rolling out Clay Holmes to be the starter.
I was reading about this the other day that a lot of teams have moved. So the guys find roster spots in bullpens and because they're fireballers or whatever.
Yeah.
And then while they're in the bullpen, they teach them new pitches and then they convert them to starting pitchers. Clay Holmes is one of those guys. There's several of those guys now around the league. It's kind of coming a trend because they're cheaper. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
So, I mean, it's not a bad idea. Clay Holmes has good stuff.
Yeah. He's going to be their opening day starter. Says that Senga, though, there looks like April 1st is where they have to play. Hey, easy on the forkball.
And number one, the Vikings are no longer interested in acquiring quarterback Aaron Rodgers. They say they will roll with J.J. McCarthy as QB1. Minnesota says they've rejected several trade offers regarding McCarthy, but they do plan to sign a veteran. It just will not be Rodgers. This means the Rodgers watch to Pittsburgh or New York or retirement is on.
And so whichever one he goes with, then the other team will get to decide between Russell Wilson and Joe Flacco. Aaron Rodgers is a little bitch. That's not.
Would you rather have Russell Wilson or Joe Flacco?
Russell Wilson. And that's not saying much, but I'd rather have Russell Wilson.
Hot 5-5 brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, 19 locations across Oregon and Washington, now in Lacamas Square in Vancouver. Find a location near you at victorricos.com. When you think of flavor, think of Victor Rico's. We'll get back to Roppy Brackets next on The Fan. All right, back to Roppy Brackets here. Got a couple upsets to tell you about. These are locks.
And we're waiting. I got my BetOnline account. Let's go. Got to lock in these hot.
You know what, Jace? Picks. There is no such thing as a lock. Okay. I hate that term, but here's the deal. There is a guy by the name of John Izikowitz.
Okay.
He is a finance bro.
It's like the Dave Bartu of this world.
But he is considered an upsetologist.
Okay.
Because he is the expert who predicts NCAA tournament upsets with astonishing accuracy.
What is his clip?
This says,
this guy make a lot of money just gambling?
I'm reading this from the Wall Street Journal. He does bet. He says, over the years, the proprietary model has called for 41 upsets, and 28 of them have hit.
Okay.
68%. Now, that's outright upsets, not just
against the spread.
Taking points.
Yeah.
And this says that's a remarkable record of correctly picking winners that are supposed to lose. What's even more impressive is that he doesn't waste his time He doesn't waste his time with upsets that are upsets in name only. It isn't exactly jaw-dropping when a number 9 seed beats a number 8.
Sure.
So instead, he zeroes in on the true shockers, the 11, 12, 13, or 14 seeds that can magically turn into Cinderellas.
So that's pretty good, because if he's picking these outright at 68, you got to figure against the spread, he's better than that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You do a lot worse than just sprinkling a few shekels across this guy's bets.
He also doesn't watch a lick.
No. Well, that's like Dave Bartu. I don't think Dave watches a lot of these things, but he just goes. He has an analytics model, and he goes off of that, and
I think a lot of the guys who bet,
yeah,
you'd be stunned at how little they actually watch, because your eyes can deceive you. Well, you can watch a team and think that they suck. The reality is they don't suck. They just didn't play well when you watched them, and their numbers may say otherwise.
Well, I would make the argument that, you could probably be poisoned.
Right.
You know, by your eyes.
Yeah, the math don't lie, bro.
No, big eye in the sky doesn't lie.
Rasheed Wallace said that.
Rasheed.
So, this says, in fact, if Ezekowitz allowed himself to be swayed by subjective biases, he wouldn't have called for number 11 North Carolina State to beat number 6 Texas Tech last year, because his algorithm had been buried by the Wolfpack in the past. Instead, he stuck with the system and NC State danced all the way to the Final Four. Okay, his success is based on his finding that the teams most likely to shock the world are the ones that value possessions. His model likes schools that grab offensive rebounds and limit turnovers, both of which lead to extra shots. It similarly dings opponents that struggle in those categories. Then he bakes in a few other key indicators like strength of schedule and defensive field goal percentage, and voila! This year, Ezekowitz's model calls for 2 upsets.
Well, I've got my pen and paper here as we're heading up to ALNA tomorrow.
And he also likes some longer shots. Here are those picks and how his numbers compare with the win probability from college basketball statistician Ken Pomeroy and the line at the sports books. Are you prepared?
Let's do it. Because that's the main one. I'm going to look at who he's, who he's predicting, and then see what kind of points we're getting.
The first one, UCSD over Michigan.
That is everybody.
I know. But there's a reason why they're saying that.
He is saying
61%. Whereas Pomeroy is only giving that a 41% chance. Mm-hmm. Michigan is favored by 2.5 points.
I do enjoy, at least this guy has numbers to back it up. I love how every national pundit donkey now, looking at you, Jason McIntyre, I told you about this a week ago. The UC San... Oh, stop it. Stop it. No one's even heard of UC San Diego until a week ago.
Well, as we mentioned the other day when we were going through these, of the 364 teams in Division I, UCSD has the 7th lowest turnover rate, mm-hmm. and they force turnovers at the 2nd highest rate in all of college basketball. And this is why everybody is picking UCSD, is that Michigan is 338th in holding on to the ball.
Interesting. Michigan did just beat 3 top 20 teams in a row to win the Big Ten, though.
They sure did. And they've got some size.
Yeah, Vegas, it's only on the money line. San Diego's only plus 125. So it's not, this isn't much of an upset. According to Vegas, this is not much of an upset.
So the second one that he has chosen here is...
It doesn't say which one he likes more. These are just his 2 upsets.
Well, no, it's by percentages.
Okay. So is this one bigger or...
VCU over BYU.
Oh, sons of bitches.
But that doesn't account for the ROP coaching handicap.
That's right.
Maybe the VCU coach leaving.
VCU's got his eye off the ball.
So Ezekowitz had UCSD over Michigan at 61%, right? And Pomeroy had it at 41%.
Yeah.
This one, he has at 56%. And Pomeroy has it 46%. So
that's a coin flip game.
He likes the UCSD one better than this one. But in this, BYU is favored by 2.5. So again, pretty small line.
It's because we suck at defense, I'm guessing.
VCU, he says, there are plenty of reasons to like VCU. The Rams have astounded the country before when they reached the Final Four as an 11 seed back in 2011. Their coach was in charge of UMBC. Remember we talked about that, and they beat Virginia.
Yep.
By the way, he's leaving to go to Virginia. That's what Buckley was talking about. For one, VCU collects 36.7% of its missed shots as offensive rebounds, one of the highest rates among tournament teams. They're also nightmarish to try to score against. They have the number one effective defensive field goal percentage in the country. Now, the long shots that he likes, and these are not official plays, he says, but there are...
Just keep an eye on it.
He's like, hey, you know, some of the numbers are pointing to these teams. One is Texas. He says if Texas gets past Xavier tonight, he gives the Longhorns a 51.3% chance of upsetting the six seed Illinois. And an even longer shot, he says, consider 14 seeded Troy, one of the few teams that grabs even more rebounds than VCU, and they have a 21.3% chance to oust number three Kentucky.
I haven't seen one person. That's the first time I've heard Troy over Kentucky even mentioned anywhere. The rest of those I have heard. And also remember, too, on some of these, I mean, you're talking about a 50-50. You're just saying that's a coin flip.
Well, he's talking about 21%.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in the VCU-BYU one, you're talking about a coin flip game, a little better than that in the first one. And, yeah, Troy, well, Kentucky, 20%.
But what this guy is saying is that UCSD, you know, they're 2.5-point underdogs, and yet he is saying that they have a 61% chance to win the game.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, that's a pretty significant number difference.
I kind of like this. I looked it up. You can get right now. So he's saying 21% chance for Troy to beat Kentucky.
Yeah. What's the money line there?
Well, money line there is plus 550 for Troy, but I can get 12.5. I don't need him to win, but if he thinks there's a 21% chance they can win that outright, that might be worth throwing down a few bucks. Just say, hey, I'll grab Troy in the 12.5. And even if it's competitive, and like you said, they get a lot of rebounds and they can kind of slow that thing down, grind it out. I don't need a win. I just need you to lose by less than 12.
You said 550?
Yeah, it says plus 550 on the money line for Troy.
So that's a pretty good number, because if you do the converter, a team that has a 20% chance to win, which is that's basically what he's saying, should be plus 400.
Okay.
They're offering it at plus 550.
550 on ESPN Bet.
That is the definition of
value. Yeah.
According to him, that's if you're just using his metric.
Yeah.
And then the last one.
An idea, like UK on the money line is a minus 900.
Right. So minus 900. So if he's saying 21%, so he's got it at 69%. They'll win. That should be minus 225. See how much they're juicing the hot team, or the, you know, like the big name teams.
Yeah.
So there's value there.
I can see that.
The last one that he is saying is the longest of shots, and he says it's only a 10% chance, but he suggests number 15 seeded Bryant over number 2 seeded Michigan State.
Well, I'll be damned.
The model says Bryant has a 10.4% shot to advance.
What's the reason? Does he give a reason?
He doesn't give a reason on that one.
Michigan State can't shoot the three, which is kind of problematic in today's game.
Now, do you want Bartu's follow-up here? Because he just texted me.
Yeah, Bryant, the way, if you're wondering, Bryant's catching 19 in that, and they're plus 1,200 on the money line.
So plus 1,200. I'm looking at the converter here. So he doesn't even go down that far.
No, I mean, just...
Oh, it does. Yeah, that'd be a 7.7% chance to win. And he's saying 10.4. So that's not as a big of a difference as the Kentucky one.
Yeah.
Now, Bartu says, in his model, now he's just run the numbers on the last two first rounds, but he said that every upset in the last two first rounds is an underdog with a top 100 scoring efficiency and a favorite with a bottom 150 offense or defense. So that applies to nine teams in this first round.
Okay.
Those teams are, and I'm listing them by favorite. Sure. These are the favorites. Yeah. In other words, you want to, but according to Bartu, they may lose. These are the most likely teams get upset. Yes. Ole Miss against North Carolina.
That makes sense.
Mississippi State against Baylor. Oregon against Liberty, BYU against VCU, Texas A&M against Yale, Michigan against UCSD.
Some of these are obviously the ones that people have been talking about.
Marquette against New Mexico.
Haven't heard that one yet.
Kentucky against
Who is Troy. It? I'll tell you what. There may be a $20. I'm not doing money line, but I may place a 20 spot down on Troy to cover.
And then Missouri against Drake. So those would be...
And some people have said that the Drake. I've heard that one. I don't like that in every one of these models that people are pointing out. You know the one common... There's two. The two teams that are showing up left and right in this
are
Michigan and BYU.
Well, and that's why that's why they're the popular upset picks. It doesn't mean they'll happen. But I will say, of those teams that Bartu listed there, you realize five of those are from the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Because he says, you know, they have a bunch of bad defenses.
Yeah.
Or, see, the flip side of this is
they just play juggernauts.
They're playing Auburn in Florida.
No offense to the Big Ten, but I've watched more Big Ten basketball than I have anything else because of Oregon. Then we watched a little Big 12 in here with Kansas and BYU. But, boy, I'll tell you, man, you watch some of that Big Ten ball on a week-to-week basis, you are not seeing offensive juggernauts compared to having to play the offenses that are in the SEC. And, by the way, this is the same argument we make about football, right? Like, when the SEC defenses were dominating, what did we always say? Well, it's because they don't play anyone with a good offense.
Yeah. It's all about matchups and styles.
Yeah.
And I do think, I mean, look, there's so much information out there now.
It's hard to get an edge.
It's hard to get an edge, but I feel like the people that are smart and run the numbers are giving, the information's out there.
Yeah.
So it's very clear. It doesn't mean that they're going to happen, but it's very clear that if you talk to anybody who is paying attention to this, the two most likely upsets are VCU and UCSD.
Yeah.
Because it's almost across the board that they all agree.
Yeah.
So
the
numbers clearly show that.
Yeah.
And that's how those guys bet. They bet numbers.
If you want to win money, just bet against BYU. I'm prepared to get kicked in the balls again because it's going to happen.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I have a BYU bet.
Against them?
No, I bet them. I have faith.
I want you to know that makes me feel even worse.
I have faith.
About what's going to happen.
I got them.
Everyone says this is the best BYU team they've had.
They're in my portfolio.
And they're just going to get kicked square in the Mormon nuts tomorrow.
But you know what my reasoning is, which is terrible?
That everyone's picking VCU?
Well, that's part of it.
That VCU's coach is leaving?
That's also part of it. But the main reason is I just think BYU's good, which is stupid.
We're done.
That's the bias,
that's the
right?
bias, yes.
Like, every time I watch them, I'm like, dude, they're really good.
Yeah. I just kind of like them.
Yeah, I think they're good.
They're going down.
So they are going to lose, you're right.
100% they're going down in flames.
All right, we've got viral video news next. Here's Buck.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So keep it up. All right, well, we're way behind because we love to talk brackets with you bros out there.
True story.
Love those brackets. Love the brackets.
A little disappointed here in our American university.
Yeah, they failed us.
Yeah.
I'm moving to Mount St. Mary's, Maryland.
Well, so much for America being the Americans' team.
You know, somebody asked a great question. They said, Do the Canadian colleges have good basketball teams? And if so, do they have a Final Four? That's a great question. I don't know.
What do you mean? There's no Canadian basketball.
There isn't? Like college basketball?
What about like, yeah, University of British Columbia?
I mean, they do hockey.
They have like...
But they're not, I don't think they're division. I mean, it's an entirely different system.
Well, I know. I think what he's asking is what is that system? Are they good? And do they have a Final Four? Because they do it in hockey, don't they?
No.
Don't they have college hockey up there?
I mean, all the best players, if they're playing college, play in the United States. Just like all of Canada's best players, if you were an actual Division I athlete.
But do they have college? They have college hockey in Canada.
I do, but I don't think they have. I don't think they. Like, we have the Frozen Four, that we have an NCAA tournament.
Right.
If it is, I'm sure it's a club sport, because if you are a good Canadian hockey player, you're either in the CHL, like where the Winterhawks play, or you go to an American university. You're not. So if you have a, I mean, who was a, SGA played at Kentucky. He's Canadian. He didn't go to a Canadian university. He went and played in Kentucky.
Well, again, the quality of play may be less because the best players go elsewhere, but they still have it, right? Like I'm looking here. I just Googled and there is a Canadian Collegiate Athletic Association.
Okay. So I'm looking here. The U Sports Men's Basketball Championship, branded as the Men's Basketball Final 8, a Canadian University basketball tournament conducted by U Sports. So, yes, it does.
Students in Canada may participate in varsity basketball.
Yes.
In college and university throughout Canada.
So they have, it determines the men's national champion and involves champions from each of four Canada's four regional sports conferences. So I guess that's... I mean, that's...
It's run by something called U Sports?
Yeah, U Sports.
Yeah, not youth.
No,
U.
Yeah. The two youths.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Yeah, well, we answered that question. It's, yeah.
All right, let's get to the big viral...
Did you say youths? Yeah, two youths.
By the way, that's a criminally underrated movie.
It's a great movie.
What's that movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny, that's right.
Joe Pesci is great in that.
We have viral video news, and it's really dumb. We'll get to that next on The Fan. It's tricky, but it's not. You know what I'm saying, bro?
What an exciting time.
So I've got this little bit of viral video news. I don't know if you saw that they called Paul Skeens, you know, Paul Skeens of the Pirates.
This is the...
it's really dumb.
Like, I get it when they always do the hidden video thing when a guy's getting called up to the major leagues, but when you're the most exciting pitching prospect to come along in baseball in like 15 years... Do we really have to announce, like, via secret video that you're the opening day starter for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Like, what were your other options that you thought were actually being considered here?
Right.
So he gets told the obvious by the skipper.
Yeah.
And it goes viral. It's like, look at this.
The Pirates tweeted it out. Like, oh, this really special moment.
Look at this moment. And Skeens is like, yeah, no duh.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, cool.
Hey, guys, I want you to know that next year when Kansas City takes the field, Patrick Mahomes, starting quarterback.
What?
And that's cool. That's cool.
What?
What are we doing?
Yeah, I saw somebody say Wemby's going to tip it off for the Spurs when he's healthy again.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a video showing them hugging it out?
That video is so stupid.
Well, Skeens will be the youngest to start a season opener in 11 years. He is 22 years, 302 days, or will be 22 years, 302 days old.
That's the youngest in...
In 11 years.
Huh.
The previous youngest was Jose Fernandez of the Marlins. Mm-hmm. Rest in peace. 21 years, 243 days old.
Was that the boat accident?
That's right.
He was the guy with the Marlins.
Yeah.
The fastest number one pick to start opening day will be Paul Spien.
Paul Skeens got Paul Speened. He beat him out.
Paul Speens.
He wasn't the number one pick, but what was Doc when he was the opening day starter? Because Doc Gooden's the best young pitcher in baseball history.
Yeah, and he was like, wasn't he like 19? Yeah, so he wasn't the number one pick, so he wouldn't be a part of this. But Skeens was drafted number one overall in 2023. And
Gooden was 19.
Yeah, dude. Again, if you ever want to see... imagine a 19-year-old, go watch highlights from Doc Gooden's 19-year-old season.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
See what cocaine will do for you.
So Skeens was drafted number one in 2023, and he will start opening day 2025. That's 2 years difference. Up until now, the fastest number one pick to start opening day, your Seattle Mariners, Mike Moore, from 1980. He was drafted in 1981, and he started opening day in 1984. And Steven Strasburg, who was drafted in 2009, and he started in 2012. So he beat those guys by a year.
So Skeens is the man, so we can expect his arm to fall off.
Boy, it sure feels like it's going to... It kind of feels inevitable.
Right. I mean, he's got that whip to his arm.
Yeah.
And
he throws a million pitches. And it
feels like that thing is just coming off at any moment. But I looked it up. Bob Feller started at 17 years old. Bob Feller was an opening day starter at 17 years. But that was like back in the day when, you know, I feel like back in the day, all that, there were no rules. Like some 12-year-old probably started for the, you know, for the Cleveland
Spiders.
It's like
that Cubs movie. What's that movie? Rookie of the Year?
Henry Rowengardner. Funky butt loving.
Yeah, I'm looking at all the youngest players to ever start an opening day, and they're all old school guys. They're all 17 years. Apparently back in the day, 17-year-olds dominated Major League Baseball.
Did you see what Bubba Chandler texted Paul Skeens?
No.
So Bubba Chandler is an up-and-coming Pirates pitching prospect,
mm-hmm.
and he texted him, "Gonna be tough next year when you're starting day two."
God.
Sick burn.
And it's going to be even tougher when they're both pitching for the Dodgers. They're not re-signing in
Pittsburgh. This is a good question. When is Paul Skeens a Yankee?
Well, they got the cost control for a while. So, and he'll have to go through arbitration, and so it'll be...
Can they really let him go as good as he is? Like, is the one they'll keep. Now, the Royals went through this. Royals and Pirates are in the same boat, okay?
Yeah.
The Royals went through this, and they were practically shamed into signing Bobby Witt. They had no choice. They were not going... The Royals finally drafted a guy who's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
You must sign him. And they did. They let Carlos Beltran go. They let Johnny Damon go. All the guys throughout the years they let go, they did lock up, of course, their World Series team to beat the Mets.
I remember that.
Bobby Witt was so good, and had to sign.
The problem is, they gave Bobby Witt 11 years, $288 million.
Right.
Okay.
Which is a steal. It's that now feels like a steal.
Yes. So Paul Skeens, when his arm falls off and then he comes back with his new robot arm, he will be a free agent in 2030.
Okay.
So it's a while.
It's a while.
They've got cost control on him for a while. But in 2030, when the Dodgers roll out and say, how does $500 million over 10 years grab you?
How about 700?
See, this is what I'm saying. The Pirates can't. They can't do it.
What they have to do is do what the Braves have been doing.
Sign him early.
You have to get him early because he does have one reason to sign early, and that is, like you said, if his arm falls off, he's not going to get paid.
Strasburg did this, by the way. Remember, Strasburg signed a big deal, and everyone kind of went, why are you signing that? And then right after he signed that deal, everything kind of fell apart, and he was never the same, but he got his money. Why are you going there?
The other thing, too, about Strasburg, he'd be a good guy for Skeens to talk to, because Strasburg ended up getting bigger contracts down the road because he did come back. So even if you get hurt, you don't have to get all your money right away, because if you come back, you will get the big contract. It's just that, what if you don't come back?
Yeah.
So
what they need to do in 2 or 3 years, it's a kind is delicate... go to Paul Skeens and say, hey, how does a Bobby Witt, how does 11 years,
exactly,
300 and something million?
And you'd listen to what he wants. Maybe you have to backload it. Maybe he wants, you know, there's some other things in there that you can massage to make it over time a top of the line deal for him, but also save you. Like, the Chiefs did this with Mahomes, didn't they?
Yeah.
Where they kind of backloaded a lot of it.
And they can play around.
And they keep restructuring it every, like, can, I don't know, can you do that in baseball?
I don't know. I mean, there's no salary caps. You don't really need to.
Well, I mean, the Dodgers did the whole deferment with Ohtani, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
and that's
like,
what he wanted, though.
Right. And it's not to say that Skeens does want that, but if you can say, hey, we'll give you X more, like this amount more money, if we can just push some of it down the road a little bit, maybe he's interested.
I want to look and see when.
It's all on the Pirates GM to come up with something creative.
So in 2019 was basically the last year that Strasburg did anything, right? 2019.
Really?
Yeah. And then he just, he kind of, he fell
Didn't
off.
Didn't he win a World Series?
Yeah, he won a World Series.
Yeah. What was the, what year was that?
What year did they win the World Series?
Was that post-COVID? Was that pre-COVID?
Pull up when they won.
I thought that was 19.
Harper had left because he did not win.
18 or 19?
So 2019, yeah, the last year.
Okay.
So Strasburg, this is, you know, you take the money. So Strasburg was coming off a 7-year $175 million. That was early on. 7 years, $175 million. He wins the, they go and win the World Series, and he signs a 7-year $245 million. And the year after that, everything went to hell, and he never did anything again. But he got to collect on $245 million, even though he never really played any sort of significant time again. Yeah. So it does behoove you, to sign that deal, like, you know,
get something
for it. So if you're Skeens and you're waiting to 2030 to cash in. It's a ballsy move. You sign early and you take a little bit of a discount, because let's say you sign for $220 million. I know that's not what you're going to get on the open market, but that's generational money that you never have to worry about again. And if your arm falls off, Strasburg style, well, all right, I still have $220 million.
Well, what
million.
If you sign like a 20-year deal?
Yeah.
And just say, hey, you want to keep me?
Yeah.
Let's do this all the way to the end, whether I'm hurt or not.
Well, you know who looks like a clown now for doing that? Well, I mean, the organization does, is Mike Trout.
Yeah.
They signed Mike Trout to a lifetime basic contract for a lot of money, and Mike Trout is a shell of a human being.
The Angels with Pujols as well.
Same thing.
The Cardinals said no to this with Pujols.
Yeah, Cardinals were like, no. At least Pujols was
different age.
Was different age. I mean, they signed Mike Trout, and Mike Trout was he was Mickey Mantle. And Mike Trout is even, I mean, they're not even moving him. Mike Trout's not even playing center field anymore.
Yeah.
He's going to DH and play right. But again, he signed a guaranteed deal. There is some security in that.
All right, let's get to the club. We have a director ripping off Netflix. And I think we need this for our show. I noticed something walking into the building today.
Mm.
And I'm going to advocate for it.
Hot Chicks Room?
We already have one of those. Mm. I mean, there's no Hot Chicks in it, but there's a room.
There's a room.
No, it's something different. We'll get to that next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.